こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目。先々週の日曜日、ビデオブロガーのマット・ワトソン氏が、YouTube が小児性愛者のコミュニティと化していることを指摘し、現時点で300万回以上再生されています。ワトソン氏は、子供が投稿している多くの動画のコメント欄に、性的で不適切なコメントが書かれているほか、子供が無防備な体勢をしている場面のみを切り取ったタイムスタンプが貼られていたり、子供のソーシャルメディアアカウントや小児性愛ポルノへのリンクが共有されていると指摘しました。さらに YouTube のアルゴリズムにより、そうした動画を一つ見ると、幼い子供が映った動画のみが一覧でフィードに表示されるようになり、YouTube が小児性愛のソフトポルノサイトのように機能してしまう様子を説明しました。ワトソン氏は YouTube がこうした現状を野放しにして広告収入を得ていることに怒りをあらわにしていました。この問題を受け、先週水曜日までにディズニー、ネスレ、AT&T など大手を含む複数の企業が YouTube への広告出稿を停止しています。YouTube はその後400チャンネル以上を削除し、大量のコメントを非表示にしています。
The week before last, on Sunday, vlogger Matt Watson posted a video detailing how YouTube is forming pedophilia communities. The video has more than 3 million views as of now. Watson points out that many of the videos contributed to YouTube by children have lewd sexual comments, timestamps indicating where children appear in vulnerable positions, and links to child pornography. Furthermore, YouTube's algorithm works in such a way that if you watch one of these videos,Your feed becomes populated with many more, causing YouTube to operate as a softcore child pornography website. Watson expressed his frustration with YouTube allowing this to exist while still monetizing the content for advertising revenue. In response to the issue, as of Wednesday of last week, Disney, Nestle, AT&T, and other large corporations paused their advertising on YouTube. YouTube then removed some 400 channels and deleted a lot of comments.
So, この元のビデオ見た?
No, I haven't seen.
あの20分ぐらいあるんだけど、まあ彼が画面を見せながらまず YouTube でアカウントを作って2クリックするだけで本当に
あ
の、うん、たった2回で結構おぞましい結果になるよっていうのを実際に見せてるのね。で、Wired とか他のメディアがそれを再現できるかどうかやってみる検証記事とかも出していて、確かにまあできる。で、最初にこれ読んだ時に、ああ、そうなんだと思ったんだけど、この動画を見て、思った以上に悪い。
うん、
思った以上に衝撃的だった。あの、YouTube って一応13歳以下は使っちゃいけないっていうルールなんだよね。
うん、
ただまあ13歳以上になれば動画を投稿することもできるし、まあ別に親の許可がなくても自分でできるし、例えば、妹とか弟とかちっちゃい子がいて13歳の子が投稿してたら、まあもっとちっちゃい子が写ってる場合もあるわけじゃない、
うん、
でその20分の動画の中では、まあ、ちっちゃい女の子の動画を1個クリックする、で関連動画がバーッ出てくるじゃない。
What sort of title do these videos have? Do you know?
あのね、まあ何でもいいんだけど、例えばヨガチャレンジとか、その体操してるとかね、まあ水着をビキニホールとか、こんな水着買ったよとか。
ビキニは？
ホール、H-A-U-L。
あ、what's what is that？
あの、
what is that？
よくさ、ショッピングホールとかいろんなビデオがあって、こんないっぱい買ったよって見せる動画の種類があるんだけど、まあそこでビキニホールとか言ってこう、この新しいビキニ買ったの見てみたいな動画とかね、よくみんな撮ってるんだけど、例えばそれを一回クリックしたら。関連動画バーって出てきて、もうちっちゃい子が水着着てるやつだけがバーって出てくるわけよ、一覧で、うん、でクリックしてまたもうずっと永久にその。
How so? I guess we don't know why or how it's selecting the related videos、
うん、ただその
exactly, but...
うんだし、まあ例えばそういう動画ばっかりを見てる人
Is it like the thumbnails are similar?
うん。
So is the algorithm analyzing thumbnails?
かもしれない。なんかよくわかんない。まあみんなねわかってないじゃんそれって。だからこの人もよくわかんないって言ってたんだけど。
I guess humans respond to thumbnails and the algorithm would pick up on that behavior.
で例えば一人の小児性愛者がこういうビデオがあって連続で見てるとするじゃん。でそれがまあ10人100人って言った時に。まあ、あこういう動画見る人はこういうのも見るんだってアルゴリズムが学習しちゃうから、それをまた他の小児性愛者におすすめしちゃうっていう、まあ、悪い連鎖になっていて、あの子供が投稿した動画の下にだから本当にすごいコメントがついてるのね。もう、その子本人も見ちゃうわけじゃない当然。だけどそのなんだろう子供に対して言うことじゃない言葉がついてるのも結構あるし、例えばこの水がさピュピュピュって出てる絵文字とかナスの絵文字とかそういう性的な意味をまあ示唆してる、あのコメントもあるし、でコメントだけならまあまだしも、それこそあの足をこう開いてる瞬間だったりを切り取ったタイムスタンプをガーって貼ってる人とか、他のだから小児性愛者におすすめしてるわけよね。この何分何秒見た方がいいよとか。で、さらに子供に話しかけられるわけじゃん、コメントで。その投稿してる子にね。だから、ああ、かわいいねとか言うのはもちろん、そのヨガチャレンジ、アイスバーチャレンジとか、ツイスターチャレンジとか、そういうのやりなよ。とか言って流行らせて、ちっちゃい、本当にちっちゃい女の子たちがこのアイスキャンディーみたいな。をまあとにかく食べてる。で子供は分かってないから、まあ、なんか
they're over what is it 14 13
でもまあ多分それより若い子もいるし、
they can invite their friends to participate in videos who may not be that age, right?
うん、そうだし、だからちっちゃい女の子たちが次々アイスキャンディーを食べてる動画で、その子たちは本当にどういうふうに見られてるか分かってなくて、単純にアイスキャンディー食べてるのが流行ってるんだ。私もやろうみたいな、とかヨガチャレンジも結構みんな、まあちっちゃい子だからね、全然自分が性的な目で、
they want views and they, そうそうそう、you know, they've ended up being in this sick relationship with people through the internet, where they will be rewarded with likes and views for doing,
それでまあ、あ、かわいいね、綺麗だねとかさ、言われたらまあ単純に嬉しいじゃない。だから性的な目で見られてるって分からずに、まあこういう短パンとか履いてさ、ヨガでこう足広げたりとかストレッチしたりとか、でそういうビデオも大量にあって、でまあ中にはこのマット・ワトソンさんのビデオに出てきたやつでも、中にはこうパンツ履いてんのみたいなことを子供に問いかけてるユーザーもいるし、もうユーザー名からしてペロファイルなんちゃらとかつけてる人もいる。でそれがバンされずに堂々とそうやって
Why would you put pedophile in your username if you're a pedophile? That's insane.
でもそうやって堂々とそういうアカウント名で子供に不適切なことを直接話しかけても全然バンされずにいるアカウントもあって、だから途中でこのマット・ワトソンさんもなんかめちゃくちゃブチ切れてんのね動画の中で、まあ彼は7人メイがいて、あのもうこの状態は本当に信じられないっていう感じなんだけど、
So most of this content is not explicitly sexual at all.
あ、そう、もともとの動画はだから性的な目的で作られたものじゃなくて、単純に子供たちが、
So they're not, it's not like the kids were talked into doing something sexual and that's notThat hasn't been banned. Those would be banned, right?
でも例えばそのアイスバーチャレンジとかも全然普通にバンされてないからいっぱいあるの。でそれは子供たちは気づいてない、性的なコンテンツになっちゃってることに気づいてないで投稿してるけど、見てる側は完全に性的な目で見てるわけじゃん。
I don't understand how much of this content is there and likeHow old is it? How long has it been? Do you know how long it's been up? Are they like years old or?
Yeah, 最近のもあった。あの、多分私たちが周りにあんまり13歳とかがいないから、まあ私特に全然想像できないんだけど、自分で動画をこうやって撮って投稿してる子供たちがすっごくいっぱいいるんだよね。で、親がもちろん全部チェックしてるわけじゃない子もいるし、こういう どういうコメントがつけられてるかをチェックしてない親も多分いるだろうし、だから本当に気づいてないんだと思う。で、このアルゴリズムの問題がやっぱりすごく大きくて、あの本当1個ビキニ法をクリックしたら、もうちっちゃい女の子がビキニ着てる動画だけしか YouTube にないんじゃないかって思わせるぐらいのおすすめ度なのね。だからそれこそ
It's so crazy that nobody noticed this earlier.
で、一応そういう不適切なコメントは YouTube の方で気づき次第削除したり、コメント欄を非表示にしたりっていう一応取り組みはしてるんだけど、かといってその動画自体をじゃあリムーブするとか、
うん、
あのその子供本人に、まあもちろん YouTube がアドバイスするみたいなことはないわけじゃない。だから当然アルゴリズムの中でその動画は延々と小児性愛者向けにおすすめされ続けて、でそれが見られるたびに大手の企業の広告が表示されて YouTube にお金が入る仕組みになってるわけよね、
うん、
だからまあこの告発した人もそれに対してまあ一番すごく怒ってたんだけど、
Yeah, that YouTube has been monetizing this sort of soft pedophilia content.
そうで、すごくね埋もれててなかなか見つけられないとかね、難しいとかで、あ YouTube も気づいてないのかなっていうんだったらまだわかるんだけど、本当に2クリックで、
yeah, Why is it this guy's job to point this stuff out?
そう、
I mean, doesn't YouTube employ people for this sort
of
thing?
そうで、なんかこの人によるとこの現象っていうのは彼が見つけたんじゃなくてもうずっと前からあるんだって。で、そのペドフィリア界でもこれは有名でみんな知ってることなんだって。だからなんでそれを何もしないで放置しているのかっていうのを怒っていて、ハッシュタグ wake up YouTube かなんか、で、まあ、ずっと働きかけてる人たちがいるみたいなんだよね、この問題はどうにかしろって。
How many versions of that sort of hashtag at YouTube have been created in the last few years?
あの、だから2017年に多分うちの番組でも話したけど、子供向けの番組に見せかけてスパイダーマンがバットマンのバッグを押し倒したりとかっていうのあった。あ、そうそうそう。で、それもさ、結構気づくまでに時間がかかっちゃって、子供がいっぱい見ちゃったとか、そこで広告を出す企業が、まあ、減ったりして、まあ、売り上げが減るみたいなことがあったんだけど、今回の問題はそれよりもより悪い。なぜなら実際に被害を受けてる子供たちがいるから。だから。
Well, YouTube...It'd be nice if YouTube was a space where you could let your kid be on there and contribute whatever, you know, they want to do without... See, it's weird because this really starts to erode the freedoms and opportunities for young kids that would otherwise be able to upload content and share it and not have to be...sort of sexualized or victimized by creepos on the internet.
そうなの。
I don't... Have they stated anything... Any dramatic change to how this is going to work? Or?
まあだから、まあ、当然 YouTube はこういうのはもちろん問題だと思っているしっていうのを、まあ、コメントを出してチャンネルを削除したりはしたんだけど、まあ、今後どういうふうにするつもりなのかは分かんないけど。
Because these young people would still want to be able to participate on the internet and still, you know, be able to have fun interacting with people. But, you know, this is like such a constant struggle the last couple of years, this subject of platforms and content and censorship and weirdos.
こういう例がないからね、ここまで全世界の人が多くの人が同じプラットフォームを使っていて、しかも年齢も様々で、っていうのが今までないから、どういう問題が起こりうるかっていうのを、ね、全て予測するのはもちろん不可能だから、こういうことに、まあ、しかも、ね、こういうふうにあのアルゴリズムでおすすめ機能がついてるからこそこういう問題になる。だからおすすめされる動画全部こうつけてもつけても あの、不適切なコメントがついてるわけよ。
Well, the algorithm is mostly, I believe, just does what it does, and it's not specific to the kind of content.
あ、そうそう。
You know, so if you want to learn about, you know,
だからそれがすごい便利じゃん。当然。
If, yeah, if you want to learn about a particular subject and you go onto YouTube and you type in quasars, you can get a bunch of videos with a bunch of smart people talking about quasars.
そうそう。
So in that sense, it's great. And the thing is, it's designed to assist the user. And if the user has these pedophilia, pedo intentions, then that's what it's going to help them do, unfortunately.
で、最近 Facebook でも似たような話があって、そのだからプラットフォーム自体の問題っていうよりももともとはユーザーが起因となってるっていう意味では、あの Facebook の検索で、私名前をさ検索したことしかないから知らなかったんだけど、 Female Friends in Bikini とかで検索すると、まあ、自分の女性の友達がビキニ着てる写真だけが出てくるとかっていう風に検索できちゃう。でそれをそういうふうに検索してる人が、まあ、世界に大量に実はいるせいで、検索のおすすめのところにそれが出てきちゃうんだよね。
うん、
でそれがまあ問題になったりとかしてたんだけど最近。だから、
うん、まあ。How would you build YouTube from scratch?
だから多分年齢制限を。もう上げるしかないよね。だから YouTube Kids みたいなのなかったっけ？子供用、だから子供用と大人用でもう完全に。
Wouldn't the pedophiles just log into YouTube Kids?
I guess.
Yeah, it's...
ただまあそのコメントでさ、例えばそれこそペドファイルなんとかって名前つけてるアカウントとかはもう最初から当然のようにバンされるとかさ。
うん。
あのね、本当に文章で見るよりもそのおすすめの一覧を見た時の衝撃がすごかった。私はやっぱりあの本当にちっちゃい女の子たちがアイスバーをこう食べてるサムネイルがバーって出てきて、それが全部こうエロい動画として消費されてる、で親も絶対気づいてないし本人も気づいてないだろうし、であまりにもちっちゃい子とか多分性的なコメントついててもその意味も分かってない子もいると思うんだよね。
うん、
だからこれはちょっと確かに問題だなと思って。
Imagine, you know, if you go on some video and then there's the related videos on the side and it'll show, can you cast obsidian? I don't know, a bunch of random videos about different things that have cool thumbnails and cool sort of clickbaity titles on them.You're only going to click one out of the 15 or what, however many there are there, right? And everyone's doing that. So they show you this many and you pick one. Now that's training Google. We're all training Google when we pick one.
Yeah.
And then depending how much of it you watch, that trains Google even more, right? And so I think Google probably has, you know, fairly precise data on, you know, who these...people are, who these accounts are. Not maybe not who they are, but which accounts they are and,、and how many of them there are and,、and that sort of thing.
そう、I mean, ちょっとね、衝撃だった。まあ、この人、なんか、こうやって怒るべきじゃないんだけどって言いながら、まあ、すごい怒りながら喋ってて、まあ、それもね、なんだろう、こう、お金が発生しちゃってるからね、これで。
Will this happen with them?
だから。それは起こるわって感じ。
Other topics like, say, anti-vax videos、
ね、
on YouTube are monetized, right?
Yeah.
Or flat earth videos are monetized.
Yeah.、And、
how, you know, at what point are we saying that Google is sort of imposing its ideology or politics or, you know, worldview or whatever?、and how much responsibility do they have to mitigate?What we perceive to be, you know, damage caused by、an anti-vax message or some, you know, if that's what you believe, then you believe that that's harming society and it's being propagated on YouTube and that YouTube is helping people find and connect with a negative message.、
Mm.
You know, we can't really, we can't decide what the good messages are in most cases, but I think, you know, this pedophilia issue is pretty terrible. And I don't know if they can make a sub kids YouTube. Do they still have a kids YouTube? Or
I think so.
Because if
I haven't used it, so I don't really know.
To just ban everyone under 18 from YouTube seems awful too.
Yeah.
So I hope they can figure out some other way.
まあ難しいよね。こうその解決するのもなかなか難しいけど、まあ現実にこうやって問題が起きちゃっているから、まあこういうふうに企業が広告をまず抜くっていうのは大事じゃん。
うん。
じゃないとまず何も変わらないから、多分。
Do you think they'll go back?
Probably.
They'll go back.
Yeah.
But we'll praise them.
Yeah.
For now.
そう、まあ企業としてもね、こうまさにその動画があって、で下にすごいひどいコメントついてて、真横にディズニーの広告とか出てるわけだからまあ企業としてもそれは本意ではないじゃん。お金を払ってそういうふうに自分たちの広告が出るっていうのはちょっと、
well, they were Disney and these companies sponsored these soft pedophilia videos.
そうなん。
knowingly or not,
そう
they were doing thatAnd we can, you know, maybe there should be a discussion about, you know, if you're going to sponsor content, how much of it, you know, are you responsible for? And I just think.
そうだから、うん、ね、ま、あのウェブ広告って本当にさ、あのまあすごく複雑だし、自分がどこに広告出してるのかもよく分かってないみたいな広告主って今いっぱいいるわけじゃない。だそこでこう分かってないから、まあ、代理店に任せてますって言って自分に責任はないっていうふうにしちゃうのか、でもそれじゃダメじゃん本当は。
Well, these companies, you know, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, any of these social media platforms or video platforms, you know, they're kind of picking and choosing which parts they're responsible for and which parts they're not responsible for, andIt's just never really solidified, and,、yeah. and conversations with、Zuckerberg or the、what was the YouTube guy's name, or the、or Jack Dorsey, none of them have made any of this clear at all, at all. They have totally failed to clarify this, as far as I can tell. Maybe、yeah. I'm just under a rock, but it seems like.It's still very unclear. Their policies are unclear. People on the platforms are unhappy. People viewing the platforms are unhappy about a lot of these things.
Mm.
I don't... And there's the whole internet outside of this still.
Yeah.
You know, and if they don't figure it out, I'm sure someone else will. I hope.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? We kind of live in this... We live in this world where the internet has solidified to some extent into just Google, Facebook, you know, Twitter, Instagram. It's just solidified. And it's like there's a tiny bit of internet, you know, in、yeah. between those, the cracks.
Yeah. ね、ちょっとね、まあこの元のビデオ興味ある人は見てみると面白いかもしれないけど。次。ネアンデルタール人は教科書などでも背筋を伸ばさずに背中を丸めて描かれることが多く、人間というより猿に近いような姿にされています。今週月曜日に米国科学アカデミー企業に掲載されたチューリヒ大学の研究で、ネアンデルタール人の背骨一つ一つの摩耗の状態を分析し、コンピュータ上で元の姿を再現したところ、私たちホモサピエンスと同様に、腰と首が緩やかにカーブしており直立していたことがわかるほか、仙骨の位置もホモサピエンスと同じであったことがわかりました。チームを率いたマーティン・ハウスラー博士は、ネアンデルタール人の背骨にカーブがなく背中を丸めていたと考えるのは生物科学的に馬鹿げていると述べています。そもそもネアンデルタール人が背中を丸めていたと勘違いされてしまったのは、1908年に年老いたネアンデルタール人の骨を発見した古生物学者のマルスランブールが、ネアンデルタール人は皆腰が曲がっていたと考えたことが始まりでした。
Neanderthals are often depicted in textbooks as being hunched over, appearing closer to monkeys than to human beings. This week, on Monday, in a study published in the American Academy of Sciences, researchers at Zurich University analyzed the wear on a Neanderthal spinal column and reconstructed the skeleton in a computer. The reconstruction suggests that Neanderthals had a gently curved spine like Homo sapiens and walked upright. Team lead Martin Hausler stated the following: "The current reconstruction of Neanderthals by some of our colleagues showing a straight spine without the marked sinusoidal curvature of modern humans is biomechanically absurd. Neanderthals were believed to have curved spines because paleontologist Marcelin Buhl discovered the remains of an elderly Neanderthal and assumed that all Neanderthals had such skeletal structure."
そう、まあ最近はね、結構ネアンデルタール人の絵っていうと結構普通の立ち方をしてるんだけど、まあ多分私たちが若い時の教科書とかは完全に猿みたいな感じだったから、あのすごい毛深くて、こう猿と人間の間みたいな感じだったじゃない
？It was like the idea of a caveman.
そうそうそう。
You know, like a really big, prominent brow.
そうそうそう。めっちゃすごい眉毛で、で毛が体めっちゃ生えてて、もう猿みたいな。
Hunched like this, and just dragging his knuckles almost, like dragging a club or something.
もうなんかほとんど四足歩行だけど頑張って足で立ちましたみたいな感じだった。でも全然実際はそんなことなくて、まあ私たちと同じようにこう立ってたよっていう。で、このマルス・ランブールさんっていうフランス人の1908年の人が、あのネアンデルタール人をまあ発見した時に、これはやっぱ猿が人間に進化する途中の野蛮な存在なんだっていうふうに彼の中ではまあ仮定していて、
I assume that would be.
そうで、彼の中でもそれがすごく強固なものとしてあの固定されてしまっていたがために、こう全て人間よりも劣っているまあ猿みたいな存在っていうことを前提にイメージされてしまったんだね。それがまあ定着しちゃったっていうことらしいんだけど、だから単純にその見つけた骨の背中は曲がってたかもしれないけど、それはまあおじいちゃんのネアンデルタール人だったからっていうだけで、私たちの教科書にまでそれが反映されちゃったっていう。
If he had found like a child or something instead, then they would, he would have come to the conclusion.
若者とかね、うん、違ったかもね。まあそれでもやっぱり昔はこう猿から人間に進化するまでの間にネアンデルタールを経たって思ってたじゃない、うん、だからこう人間より何かしら劣ってたはずみたいな先入観を持って見られちゃってたんだけど、まあそれは風評被害というか、ちょっとネアンデルタール人かわいそうだねっていう話。
Should apologize.
いや、みんな謝らないといけない。
We've been slandering them.
そうそう。
But it's weird. It feels surreal to think aboutWhat we know about them now, like we used to think that Neanderthals were quite unintelligent, and they're, you know, they didn't really use sophisticated tools, they didn't really have culture, they probably didn't have any language, and that's, you know, part of this more monkey-ish perception of them. But when you start to imagine them as being almost as intelligent as us.I mean, who knows? Maybe they were smarter. But we now know that they did have sophisticated tools and they did make things, and they probably had some rudimentary communication. But now, with their posture more upright and what we know about the conflict between Homo sapien and them, because Homo sapiens killed Neanderthals.
Yeah.
Many, many of them. There are none left. I don't know if our species hunted down Neanderthals to the last person and clubbed them, but, you know, are we the baddies? You know, are we the bad guys? Did we do something terrible? But if we think of them as monkeyish, hunched over, you know, they were trying to kill us...You know, and they were stronger than us physically, so we had to defend ourselves, you know, or whatever. I don't know. But it's weird to think that they were, you know, more sibling-like than just...
やっぱりなんか、今ってホモサピエンスしかいないじゃん。 だからこう、まあ、今争うとしたら国同士とか、だけど、まあ、種は同じなわけじゃない。ただ、昔の時代に、こう、ネアンデルタル人がいて、デニソワ人がいて、ホモサピエンスがいてとか、こう、人間、なんだろう、違う種類の人間みたいな人たちがいて、それと争ってたっていうのが現実にあったっていうのを、まあ、想像しきれないんだけど、想像するとすごい面白いよね。
Well, if you fly into the Amazon and try to talk to some of those people, you will experience a shocking cultural divide where it's like, wow, they're not even like human beings. I mean, they think the same thing about you. But the cultural divide that would have existed between Homo sapiens and Neanderthals would have just been like absolutely staggering. Like, what do you even do with these guys? They're like aliens. And they're, yeah. And let's say they're strong enough to attack you. And let's say sometimes they do. And you can see these aliens and recognize them. And they can't, you know, they don't think like you do. They're like these, you know, they probably were thinking they're subhuman and they're trying to kill us. And they're like some, you know, barbarian attackers.
ね、だから人類学者の人と話してみたいけど、こう、まあもちろん、ね、争いとか、もう出会っちゃったらもう戦うしかないとか、自分の身を守るしかない、まあレイプとかがあったためにこう荒廃してるから、まあ一部の人はネアンデルタル人が入ってるとかあるじゃん、ヨーロッパとか。でもこう中にはさ、仲良くした方がいいんじゃないみたいな感じで仲良く した人もいるかもしれないとかさ、なんかそれこそポカホンタスみたいな感じでなんか好きになっちゃうとかあったりしたのかなとか。
Well,
好きになっちゃうはちょっとあれかもしれないけど。
We have Neanderthal blood, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
you have. I don't know how
much.
Well,
I didn't.
You don't have any.
Mm-mm.
Well, I have some.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
So, 私はない。まあヨーロッパディセントの人はね、入ってる人も結構いるから。So, あの。
I'm like part what non-Homo sapien then?
Mm.
That's、
You're part、
weird.
alien. あの、そうで、スミソニアンでも、この背筋がカーブしてるっていうのは、ホモサピエンスのみの特徴ですみたいなの書いてあるらしくて、それはまあ、本当ではないねっていう話。次。アダルト動画のサイトで、セックスロボットと検索する人が、ここ数年で大幅に増加していると、X ハムスターが発表しました。2018年にセックスロボットが検索されたのは合計 36,709 回で、 21,402 回だった2017年から 72% 増加しており、2016年と比較すると 175% も増加しています。
Searches for the term sex robot on adult video sites has dramatically increased in the last few years, according to X Hamster.In 2018, there were 36,709 searches for the term sex robot. This is a 72% increase from 2017, which had 21,402 searches, and a 175% increase from 2016.
そう、まあセックスロボットが登場する、あの普通の映画、まあエロいやつじゃなくてね、普通のハリウッド映画とかでも出てくるようになったり、こうロボットでセックスするっていう概念自体がちょっとまあ話に出ることが増えたから、それもあるかなと思うけど。
What's a movie that had a sex robot?
あの例えばブレードランナー、まあセックスロボットとちょっと違うけど、まあブレードランナーにもちょっとそういうシーンが。
Oh, the geisha robots?
あの、いや、
What am I thinking of?
It's like AI と生身の人間がちょっと。
Oh, I'm thinking of Ghost in the Shell, sorry.
あ、そう、Ghost in the Shell、
yeah,
あ、まあ、ゲイシャロボットいたね。とか、まあ、X マキナとかもちょっと、セックスロボットではないけど、なんかこう、ちょっと、フルーツしてくるとか、そうそうそう。だから、まあ、そういうコンテンツとかも増えてきたし、まあ、いろんな、トレードショーとか、あ、そう、Her もあるし、トレードショーとかでもまあ、ね、そういうコンテンツが、セックスロボットもそうだし、
Yeah, Blade Runner had the hologram chick.
あ、そうそうそうそう。あれはまあ、後ろにいたのは生身の人間だから、ロボットではないにしても、mm. まあそういう。で、なんだっけな、American Singles とかなんだか、まあアメリカの、あの、結婚してない人へのリサーチ、去年出たやつで、女性の 56% と男性の 39% が、セックスロボットとセックスしたらもう浮気だと思うって答えてるんだよね。だからまあ結構な割合だよね。女性はもうほとんど6割。
You know, there are a lot of sexy robots and like AI, not robots, but like the one, there's one in Halo called Cortana, which Microsoft actually kept using that name.For their current AI assistant, but there have been a lot of like guides or companions in games that are kind of these sexy AIs or sexy robots, and there's like Hatsune Miku too, right? And I don't know, maybe we're going in that direction. We have the VTubers now,
yep,
which.
まあ、VTuber は後ろは人間だけどね、本当に。
Yeah, but it's still like people are. Do you think people are getting more aroused by non-human things?
いやー、なんかもともとやっぱそういう人って一定数いて、それが前はこうなんか虐げられてたじゃないけどさ、こうオタクっていうのがもっとなんか。隠れてやんなきゃいけないかのような、だから最近別にそんなことないじゃん。だからこう目立つっていうだけじゃない。
You think that's what it is?
でも浮気って言いたくなるぐらいリアルなんだよね。だから分かる気はする。
Well, just wait. What would your answer be on that question?
私もや、あの、なんか前にさ、ほら、VR。エロい VR のやつ秋葉原行ったじゃん。その時思ったもん。あ、これは嫌だなって。
What if she was sitting right here next to us and she's just an 11? Just super, super attractive.
そう、だから嫌だよ。
And she's like AI, right? So she's already analyzed you and can just manipulate people into wanting to have sex with her. I mean, how much money would a highly advanced AI sex robot make?You know, because they're not gonna care about what they do.
Yeah, so だから
so people that you know there are
もうあるんだよね、そういう brothels みたいな、なんか sex robot brothels みたいな、カナダだっけ、どっか忘れたけど
sex robot brothel in Canada.
Yeah.
Canada of all places, are they?
I forget. Maybe it wasn't Canada, but it was somewhere.I forget where it was because that information doesn't really help me.
You know how
that, anything.
We talked about the open AI thing last week, right? Where it could write
that thing. See, I'm right. Toronto, though. I'm right. Yeah, it is Canada.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well.
まあ、毎回ね、やっぱりこの話になると、その、モラルの話が出てくるから、基本的にそういう brothels の話もそうだし、まあ、あの1個目の話じゃないけど子供の見た目のとかはどうなんだとかさ、
Do you think robot porn is innocuous?
I guess
It doesn't hurt anyone It doesn't, It's not making us weird
Well it's definitely strange for sure だってセックスロボットとセックスすることもうまず一つだけどそのセックスロボットが出てる AV を見るっていうのはちょっと理解はできないというか不思議だよね。なんかなんでわざわざみたいな。
Well, it's like anime porn, right? Like animated cartoon porn is like that's not reality. And you know, there's probably sex robot, sex Gundams that come out in like anime porns.
でもアニメだったら全員アニメじゃん。登場人物全員アニメで実写ではできないことをアニメでできるっていうこう
AR
あるけど
AR
でもロボットと人間がなんか知ってるのをわざわざ見る。
Why? Why are we doing this? At, I'm saying we, but I'm not involved.
You sure?
Yeah, not at this point. If it gets really mainstream, I might have to check it out. But why was there like a 72% increase? Sounds crazy. In one year.
Yeah, 175% in 2 years is so intense.
Yeah, is porn generally just increasing by 175%? Or is
it? Yeah, 分かんない。でもその全体の検索数の割合で見ると、まあ2017年が一番アクティブだったって言ってたのかな。まあただ、まあ緩やかにだから人気になってるのは間違いない。
You saw that the opportunity rover on Mars died.
Rest in peace.
And rest in peace. And a lot of people were really saddened by this rover、
まあ、
because they had been watching it for like.
しかもさ、喋ったじゃん。喋るじゃん。なんだっけ、
yeah, well,
It's getting dark みたいな、なんか、ああ、かわいそう。だからやっぱりそうやって。
I mean, that's just what its sensors are saying, but.
でもこうなんか。
But there were like grown men, like almost crying. It's like, I've been watching this rover since I was in like middle school and, you know.
Yeah.
And it was like rubbing off on me. I was like starting to get emotional about this robot that stopped working just because some dust is on its solar panels or whatever. And, I mean, I know people are sad because you can't.Get the data from it and you can't get the, you know, cool pictures and all this other stuff. But people had developed real emotional pain、
ね yeah.
for this robot. 、
mm.
You know,
and みんな悲しんでたもんね。
Yeah, and if you had a robot that like folded the laundry and greeted you when you came home and was like really nice, you would start to develop this like, oh, but there's all these things that I'm going to miss about the robot.
Yeah.Yeah, for sure.
So are we just, we're just screwed. We're all just going to be having sex with robots.
ちなみにさっきのサーベイで女性の 15% 男性の 31% がロボットとセックスしてみたいって答えてる、
うん、
からまあ男性はね 31% Would you try?
I'm going to wait for the Neuralink because the Neuralinkwill just let you be in virtual reality completely.
Then you wouldn't even need sex robot.
But it'd still be an artificial intelligence that's controlling the...
So without any of that, right? Like, 今, would you
what,
try?
What, like a low-tech, like, early adopter sex robot?
It's not... Well, it's... I don't know if you're still going to be an early adopter...Now that there's already a brothel and everything, but...
oh, in Canada. I guess they probably have stuff here, too. They have that robot, dancing robot
Wait,
restaurant.
Wait, so would you try the realistic-looking sex doll? It's not a robot, it's just a doll.
No. I don't think I would have sex with a doll or a robot. It's... Like, I don't know.
Well, what if you...Is it because you can just get laid with actual women or like, let's say you become suddenly super unpopular and you just can't get laid. Would you try?
If I couldn't get laid ever otherwise,
mm-hmm.
Of course, any honest
ah, so.
Human being,
hmm.
If it was literally impossible to get laid any other way
hmm.
and my wrists are broken, then I would call
up. So your wrists have to be broken. Okay.
I don't know. It's a weird hypothetical. I don't know what you're trying to do with this information.
No, I'm just curious because, まあ女性は 15% だから結構低いじゃん、男性より。まあ、
your answer is no, right? You're not going to have
なんか怖い、怖くない?その、やっぱ、入れる方が怖くないじゃん。なんかその、
Who knows though? You don't know.
なんか怖い。
You don't want to stick.
危ない感じが、なんていうの?
The first human being to like stick their penis into some like autonomous machine has huge balls.
ね、ちょっと怖いよね、やっぱね。なんかちぎれちゃったらどうしようって思う
の? Do we need any of this stuff? Well, I guess, yeah,
well, if you couldn't. It's a huge market.
If you couldn't get laid, yeah.
次。
Researchers at the University of California in Irvine and the University of California, Riverside, have developed an artificial intelligence able to predict the processes occurring within machines simply by listening to them. In their experiment, the AI was capable of hearing the DNA sequence being synthesized by a nearby research machine using a small microphone, distinguishing each time the machine produced an A, G, C, or T with nearly 100% accuracy when used in conjunction with sequencing software. They then presented a paper at the Network and Distributed System Security Symposium suggesting that such technology could be used for espionage, which threatens researchers, product development, and even national security. Philip Brisk, a researcher involved with the project, stated the following: any active machine emits a trace of some form, physical residue, electromagnetic radiation, acoustic noise, etc. The amount of information in these traces is immense, and we have only hit the tip of the iceberg in terms of what we can learn and reverse engineer about the machine that generated them.
カリフォルニア大学アーバイン校とリバーサイド校のチームが機械の音を聞くだけで何が起きているかを判断できる人工知能を開発しました。実験では DNA 解析中のコンピューターの音を人工知能が小さいマイクで聞き取り、コンピューターが AGCT と塩基を並べるたびにほぼ 100% の正確性でそれを言い当てました。チームはこの結果を NDSS で発表し、この技術が科学研究、商品開発、国家に対するスパイ活動に使われる可能性があると述べました。チームの一人フィリップ・ブリスク氏は以下のように述べています。どんな機械でも物理的残留物、電磁放射線、雑音など稼働中に何らかの痕跡を発しており、そこから得られる情報は膨大です。私たちの実験結果は氷山の一角に過ぎません。すごいね。
Did you hear about the microphone inside the Google Nest product?
Mm-mm.
So they didn't tell anyone that the Google Nest had a microphone in it.
What's a Google Nest?
Isn't it the, what is it? Control the temperature or something like that?
What?
I forget what the Nest does.
Thermostat.
Yeah, it's a thermostat.
火災報知器.
Yeah, so they didn't tell people that those things had mics in them. But you can imagine if you're using an artificial intelligence to
listen. Wait. Thermostat. Why did it have microphone in it?
I don't know. But they got in trouble. People were mad.
But they're
putting microphones in tons of stuff now. Okay. And a lot of things will have the microphone be on when you wouldn't expect it to be.
Mm.
And I feel like the first product that really got people freaked out about this stuff was the Xbox Kinect.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm.
Remember the Kinect?
Yeah.
And they were saying the camera was going to be on
24
hours.
Yeah,
and it can recognize your body.
Yeah, yeah. あと何人いるかバレるとかだよね。いっぱいで見てると、あ、そんなみんなで見ちゃダメみたいな言われる。
Yeah. If someone's like new, it's like, who's this guy? You know?
That's creepy.
Yeah, so, and microphones are extremely small and low power. So it could just be anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, imagine opening up your iPhone and looking at all the little components in there and trying to find the little thing that's the microphone, right? And that little speck, you know, they can just put it in some product.
Mm.
Yeah, this concept is really interesting. Like the,
yeah.
the intelligence, you know, what's that movie? Daredevil. So he's blind, right?
Yeah.
But he can see where everything is
mm-hmm.
by smacking something with a stick.
It was the worst movie.
And the sound waves go out
yep.
and they bounce back. Mm-hmm. And then you can tell where things are, kind of like sonolocation.
Yeah.
Like sonar. AI is capable of doing that sort of thing, but in a lot more specific ways. So in this experiment, it was just listening to the machine and it noticed, or it could tell, that when the machine produced A instead of G, C or T, I mean, these are the building blocks for DNA, it could tell the difference by the sound. And so just by listening, it can tell the whole gene sequence that's being produced. And that's not information that you could get from that machine any other way that I'm aware of, right? Mm-hmm. It's just like, and it doesn't have to be on the machine.
Yeah.
It can be somewhere far away, or it could be in the ceiling or something.
ね、そのなんか事前に何かをその機械自体に仕込んどくとかさ、まあウイルスを仕掛けるとか、そこからまあ物理的に盗むとかじゃなくて、mm-hmm. こうただ盗み聞くっていうさ、
yeah.
そのバレないし、そもそも。
Well, someone could access your phone, right, and listen to the microphone in your cell phone and gather this sort of information. It's incredible, like, there's so much information flying around that we just ignore.
Yeah.
We don't worry about, but these little technologies are can just soak it up, and it's in, you know, this is like AI is just incredible at stuff like this. You could listen to like a bearing in a car, or or you could listen to a washing machine or something, and the AI could analyze it, you know, with millions of hours of listening to washing machines, and then predict when it's going to have a failure in advance. So there are really positive applications for this sort of thing, but as far as like espionage, like just know everything that's going on just from the sound.
Yeah. すごいよね。
And they're probably going to use this for counterterrorism. You can just put mics in different places. Have you seen the little spy cameras that people have? If you go on Amazon and you look up, I was doing this yesterday. This is some serious creeper territory. I mean, it depends what you're using it for, but it could totally be abused. But they have cameras now which connect to Wi-Fi, which are, it's so tiny. And they have products where the camera has been built into a USB charger, or the camera has been built into a mobile battery bank. So, like, let's say you think your husband or your wife is cheating on you, then you buy this mobile battery thing, which has a tiny little hole in the end. And there's a camera in there that's 1080p. And it's like,
that's crazy.
And crazy performance in the dark. And then you just put that in like your bookshelf or something, and it's just recording the room. And you can go on the internet and view a live feed.
Wow.
Yeah. And these cameras are in every kind of little, like, weird little devices. Little, I don't know, like a USB headset thing. It just looks like something completely normal. But then it has a microphone and it has a camera in it. Like, these things have gotten so small. Like, it's
insane. Do you think there's going to be a regulation in the future with microphones and camera? Like you said with this Google thing, I guess it's not illegal right now to put a camera or a microphone in a product without telling the users.
I think there is a law about disclosure.
Ah, right. そうか。
You can't.
But like, 例えばそのiPhone とかもさ, or anything, like right now it's not like the light is gonna be blinking if the microphone is on とか. Do you think there's gonna be a regulation like that? Like, you have to let the users know when it's actually on and not.
I think,
and
if you are looking to state and government authorities to help you with this sort of issue. Like, Mark Zuckerberg covers the camera on his fucking computer, okay?
その時点で終わってるよね、マジで。
Yeah.
次。
Last Thursday, a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket left for the moon carrying the Israeli spacecraft Bereshit, as well as something on board it called the Lunar Library. Both are expected to arrive at the moon in 42 days on April 6th. The Lunar Library consists of 25 nickel disks, 40 microns thick, inscribed with a modern compendium of celebrated human cultural artifacts to be left for future generations or aliens to recover. It includes the contents of Wikipedia, human languages, human genomes, scientific knowledge, photographs, literature, books, art, and music.
先週木曜日、SpaceX のファルコン9ロケットがイスラエルの宇宙船ベレシートと月の図書館と呼ばれるものを乗せて月に出発しました。これらは共に42日間をかけて4月6日に月に到着する予定です。月の図書館は未来の人類または地球外生命体のために人類の文化に関する情報を厚さ40ミクロンのニッケルディスク25枚に保存したものです。中にはウィキペディアのコンテンツや言語、ヒトゲノム、科学的知識、写真、文学、アート、音楽などが保存されています。
Yep.
バイリンガルニュースページも入ってるかな、ウィキペディアの。
Maybe. It probably has some fake news.
これ誰のプロジェクトなの？
It's by the ARC Mission Foundation. They have something called the Billion Year Initiative. And so the idea is that they're trying to preserve these human cultural artifacts for 1 billion years.
Okay.
So it won't be updated. It'll just be, here's a snapshot of 2019. And then they're going to put it on the moon. It's going to take a while to get there because they're doing a really complex orbital trajectory.
Okay.
So.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So one of the reasons why people are inspired to do this, or they were thinking about doing this, is because we've lost so much information in the past. And the most prominent example is probably the burning of the Library of Alexandria. And we don't really know what was lost. I mean, we have a vague idea. But that sort of thing has happened many, many times. Let's say there's a massive solar flare or something, just massive, licks the Earth. We would lose enormous amounts of information.
Right.
And then 2,000-3,000 years from now, you know, when they finally figure out airplanes again or whatever happens, you know, it would be much more difficult for human civilization to recover without. I mean, it's silly in some sense. It's like, oh yeah, we have a backup. Where is it? Oh shit, it's all the way on the moon.
Yeah. しかもなんかこの次の話も合わせて考えるとよりちょっとなんか不思議な気持ちにならない The fact that they chose the moon.
Well, if you have it on Earth and Earth gets hit with an asteroid, right? Let's say Earth gets hit with just an absolutely massive asteroid.
And we're going to have to fly to the moon to...get this information.
No, we're all dead.
Oh, we're all dead. Okay.
Yeah. And then,
I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, they start back at Neanderthal or something. Some sort of furry creature survives. Something will survive. Maybe
Hopefully.
Not us. Right?
Yeah.
Well, if the atmosphere gets blocked out and, you know, if we forget how to make something, we really forget.
Yeah.
I don't know how to make a toaster. You don't know how to make a toaster. We could have 1,000 people. We could have 1,000,000 people gathered together on some island, the only island with humans on it left that survived the asteroid impact. And we could need something, a telephone or a toaster or something. It's like, shit.
No.
Do you know how to make a telephone?
No, sorry.
Well, if you tie a string to a cup, and it's like, oh, God damn it. You know, like,
yeah.
We're so specialized.
Yeah.
We're all so specialized that we're all so vulnerable.
Yeah. Especially me.
You really need to find the expert for each little thing.
Yeah.
You know, if they, NASA misplaced the blueprints for the Saturn V rocket, lost them. The Saturn V. The Saturn V rocket is the most, I mean, the Saturn V rocket is what took the astronauts to the moon. It's the most complicated, sophisticated, expensive machine ever built, ever. And they lost the blueprints. So they're just like, oh, well, we don't know how to make it anymore.
Whoops.
So I like this idea of making backups. And, you know, Elon talks about backing up more than that on Mars, you know, having two civilizations, you know, which should help a little bit. Eventually, we'd want to be in two different stars, two different suns, right? We would want humans here. We want some humans in some other solar system.
Mm.
We'll probably evolve differently. We'll call them Neanderthals and we'll get in a war or something in the distant future.
Hope not.
Or not. Who knows?
次.
A team of astronomers has discovered that the furthest region of Earth's atmosphere is further than we thought, extending as far as twice the distance to the moon. This distant portion of the atmosphere, called the geocorona, was previously believed to extend 200,000 kilometers into space, but new data indicates that it extends some 630,000 kilometers into space, implying that the moon actually moves through the Earth's outermost atmosphere. This also means that no human being has ever actually left Earth's atmosphere. The research was published in the Journal of Geophysical Research, Space Physics.
Journal of Geophysical Research, Space Physics に掲載された研究で、地球の大気はこれまで考えられていた範囲をはるかに上回っており、場合によっては月までの距離の2倍に到達していることが分かりました。地球の大気の最も外側であるジオコロナは、これまで地球から宇宙に向かって20万キロ広がっていると考えられていましたが、新しいデータによると実際は63万キロで、つまり月は地球の大気内にあることになります。これにより、人類がこれまでの歴史の中で地球の大気の外に出たことがないことが分かりました。これ超びっくりニュースじゃない?まあなんか、
い
や、あ、そうなのっていう。
Yeah, it's weird to think that the...
まあ別にこう月までの距離が変わったわけじゃないから、なんて言うんだろうね。
Well, that would
be more shocking. その凄さは変わらないんだけど、ただこう、
that the atmosphere just gets thinner and thinner and thinner, but it's still there.
Yeah.
That the air molecules are bouncing off each other with enough energy that it's like this fuzzy halo of just increasingly thin gas.
地球の大気の外に出たことがない。
And it's weird to think, like, what is it doing where out there? Or way out there.
Yeah.
Like, when the Earth rotates, is that whole thing like...
Does that rotate too?
Rotate?
How does it work? Wait, what?
I'm assuming that it does.
Huh.
But that's... can't be right. Right?
Why?
I don't know. It just seems weird. It just seems like the Earth would turn inside of it. But then you wouldn't you get a bunch of crazy wind, weird, like, who knows? It doesn't even... So the real atmosphere is up to, like, the Kármán line, which is 100 kilometers.
Yeah.
We're talking about 600,000 kilometers out.
Yeah.
So the amount of, like, air is so thin. And I saw on the internet someone had done a rough calculation
Okay.
Of how much air is out there at where the moon is.
Okay.
So if you go 350,000 kilometers or something, then to get 1 liter of air on Earth, you would have to collect 127 million
what?
Cubic kilometers
what?
Of space. So,
wow.
So.
めっちゃ薄まってる。
Yeah. Extremely low density. So it's not like, it's like, oh, there's atmosphere out like on the moon. Why don't we just compress it and collect the air?
No.
It's way too thin. Like,
right, yeah.
You'd compress it for 1,000 years and then you'd be able to take like one breath. And then you'd be 1,000 years old and you'd die.
Yeah. Too bad. Yeah. でも面白いよね。そのなんか、もはやだからイメージの問題じゃん。私みたいな人からしたら。
It totally changes the way you imagine it.
そう。全然、だからさっきの話も、これをした後だとちょっとイメージが変わってくるというか、こう、あ、月に置いとけばもう安心だって離れてるし、みたいな。だけど、あ、でも月って地球の大気内にあるからそこにバックアップを置いとくっていうのはどうなんだろうみたいな。そうそうそう。
Yeah.
だからこうね、バックアップとなんか火事になったら困るからって言ってなんか同じ家の中にバックアップ置いとくみたいなことじゃん。いやいや近いよみたいな。
Yeah, that's why Mars is like a real.
そうだね、火星まで行かないと。
Yeah, the moon, you can get there in like a week. But Mars is like, you know,
yeah,
could be 6 months.
Yeah,
I think maybe they can get there a little bit faster than 6 months. But did you see in a recent Elon interview, he was explaining part of how they were going to set up the Mars base and how all of that was going to work. He makes it sound so easy.
But he has said, like, なんかみんな超働かなきゃいけないみたいな。
Yeah, but he said they've, you know, the hard part is building the spaceship that they're building. Right? The starship. And then he says once they're there, they'll build a glass dome.
Glass dome?
Yeah, because you want to be able to take your spacesuit off. And, like...be outside-ish. I mean, they probably won't build the glass dome for, you know, 50 years or something after they get there. There's a bunch of setup stuff they have to do first. But they're going to send a starship there, probably with no people on it, that would be it would use the Sabatier process to create rocket fuel, methane. Yeah, they just need ice. So if they get ice and melt it, then they can make rocket fuel for the trip back. But the first ship that goes to Mars is going to be the fuel propellant machine will be built into the ship. And then they'll have little droids that collect ice and bring it to the ship and make fuel.
Glass dome.
The glass dome would be cool. I don't know what they're going to do. I think, so one of the main problems with Mars is like the radiation, cosmic ray problem. Because it doesn't have an atmosphere like Earth does. But apparently you can create a really strong electromagnetic field over this glass dome, specifically just over the glass dome.
Okay.
And that will deflect a lot of the cosmic radiation coming down.
Is that something that can be turned off?
Yeah. It's just
Isn't
an electromagnet.
That scary? Like, a lot of people get really scared with scuba diving because of this thought, like, oh, you know, like, なんかこのタンクに何かあったら I'm done, みたいな。So imagine that times a million.
Is it?
On this planet.
Remember the movie?
In a glass dome.
The movie Sphere.
Yeah.
You've seen Sphere, yeah?
Yeah.
Sphere is incredible.
That's like, あれ地球のコアに行くやつじゃなかったっけ?
No.
Oh, that's a different one.
No, that's the...
Sphere is the one with Dustin Hoffman?
You're thinking of a horrible movie.
Is that with
the,
Dustin
the mummy
Hoffman?
Guy. Yeah,
sphere?
It's the one with Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the sphere basically manifests reality from your imagination.
I even read the book.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I did too.
What is this competition?
No, I thought I was surprised that you read it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Sphere. But in Sphere, they have the base, the bottom of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the fear that you're talking about with scuba diving, you know, the station is extremely vulnerable the same way.
Yeah.
And it would be like that, but much riskier on Mars, I think.
怖いよね。だってそのまず、じゃあそのエレクトロマグネティックフィールドがなんかでなくなっちゃったら、一気にみんな放射線を浴びる上に、なんかそのガラスがなんかで壊れちゃったら、どうするとか。
Well, the cosmic rays won't kill you instantly. I mean, it's the same cosmic rays that you're receiving on the way there.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what if it can't be fixed?Easily.
Well, I think they're going to make an underground habitat first before they build the glass dome. I think one of the reasons why Elon is investing so much in the tunneling technology is because he wants to build a small tunnel boring machine that he can send to Mars.
Yeah.
And then...
Is there, like, earthquakes there?
Marsquakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the InSight lander is measuring.
Ah, そかそかそか.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, not nearly as significant seismic activity as in like Japan or something.
Hmm.
Because I think the core is less active, but that's one of the mysteries that they're trying to find out.
Hmm.
Is like, is the core dead? Is the core not dead? If the core isn't dead, then where's the magnetosphere and this whole thing?
Hmm.
And that kind of is related to whether we can or what we need to do to terraform Mars. Kind of depends on that.
Hmm.
A terraforming Mars isn't going to happen in our lifetimes unless we, you know, get uploaded to the
computer
matrix and
live forever in the virtual reality.
Well, the genetic engineering stuff is getting crazy. The stuff that they're doing with small animals now is like absolutely nuts, and we're coming right up on this. Like, you know, we already had the incident with the Chinese babies, but
yeah,
we're coming up on that being, you know, a real thing that is talked about for people who are having children. You know, do you want us to fix this? Is how it's going to be worded at first, right? And then it's like, well, do you want to make this? You know, do you want her to look like Miley Cyrus or something?
Guess.
Or have an IQ of a million and live for 500 years. Who knows? Like,
yeah.
But you don't think that's coming? Do you? How? They're doing it to mice right now. They're doing it right now. They're curing things.
Yeah, curing diseases and that kind of stuff. Yes, but designing. I'm not, I mean, Shimizu-san talked about it here and, you know, he pointed out how super complicated that would be. And
they,
you know,
think
it's
that
it's not easy to kind of pinpoint.
Yeah.
Because there will be a lot of, you know, like unexpected changes that will be made.
Mm. I think
also,
that's how,
I don't know. I don't know. It's like, I mean, I have a baby, and would I do that? Like, if that kind of technology was available to me for my second child, if I ever wanted to have a second child, would I do it? Probably no, because...
But what if they told you that something bad will happen to your child if you don't do it?
Well, that's a different story. Like diseases とかそういうのとその単純にマイリー・サイラスの見た目とかさ、
well, that's a that's very a extreme version.
Yeah, but that's a different story.
They're already speculating that the genetic changes made to the girls in China may have resulted in one of them having higher intelligence. I mean, some experts think that it's possible that it could have an effect on their intelligence.
Hmm.
I mean, can you imagine if it did, and she ends up being, you know, smartest person on earth? How many people would start talking about this? You know, I mean, part of the reason why it's bad is because it kind of injects this idea into a society and populace that, you know, isn't, I don't think, quite mature in terms of how much we understand about genetic engineering.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I mean,
so you wouldn't do it on your second kid, even if it would make them have a happier, healthier, more successful?
Well, it depends on what we could change, right? I mean, if it's, because when people talk about it, it's usually like, oh, like blonde blue eyes or like taller or whatever, you know,
just like
usually
smarter,
the aesthetics.
Smarter, taller.
What real if they tell you? Smart people tend to get depressed. I read the paper. Because they can't really connect with other people. They're too smart for their own good, basically.
But dumb people get depressed too.
Well, yeah. Yeah, of course. But then, like, that wouldn't be my fault. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I make my child super intelligent, and because of that, my
the
baby
weight of
cannot,
my brain is just,
cannot
I can't
make
take
friends
it.
With anybody.
My mom made me so smart, and now I'm so miserable. I
yeah,
hate
that's
my
possible.
Mom. She made my brain so big.
Yeah, that's possible.
I just
possible.
Can't. My neck hurts.
Yeah. I mean, if my parents did that to me and then I fully understand the consequence, then maybe I can make that kind of a decision. But I don't know.
It's too much, right? It's too creepy. It's too personal and weird and messes with.
And I've never been like super intellectual or anything. I don't know what that's like. I don't know what it's like to be Einstein. You know, I don't know if that's necessarily good. Maybe it's good for the humanity. Because
right.
he can contribute, but
then
like
do
I don't know if it's actually good for him himself, you know, like I don't know if that would lead to his own happiness. I don't know. So
not ready.
No, definitely well, not.
You think we'll slip into like Luddite territory where like, no, we're against the genetic engineering of people, and, you know, it kind of becomes like a political topic.
It's possible in the future, yeah, for sure.
Did you see Mimi Chang?
Mimi Chang? Nani dare?
Fukuro.
Ah, mita, no, are de shou? Nanka chotto dake isshun mita kedo, ano mitsuke da to omotta ra okimono datta tte yatsu?
Well, there
is that a different story?
No, that was part of it. Yeah. That was part of it, but I think they found Mimi-chan dead somewhere. But Mimi-chan's in Asagaya, and it's an owl. But it's some sort of, like, foreign-imported owl, maybe? Or I'm not
okay.
really sure.
Okay. That's sad.
Yeah, it's sad.
Why are you talking about this?
As I wanted to say rest in peace to Mimi-chan. I thought it was a tragedy.
Oh, okay.
You know, the way... Because it was kind of like weirdly handled.
I didn't know anything
you know.
About
you haven't
it,
heard
actually.
The news has just been doing Mimi-chan all day.
Okay.
and it's in Asagaya, so I was paying attention.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Had you seen it in person?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's funny. The news was like zooming in on this wooden owl on someone's balcony saying
so
that...
Silly.
Saying that they had found Mimi-chan. And it was like something to like scare away crows.
Yeah. Was it that confusing? I mean, was it so realistic or no? I don't know.
No, but the reporter was like, mattaku
ugoitemasen.
He's like talking about it, like how still the owl is.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't real, so... Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Humans are funny.
Mm-hmm. There's always weird stuff happening in Asagaya. Pasagaya has so much weird stuff going on there.
Is it like Florida?
Yeah.
This crazy stuff happening.
Yeah.
Well, なんか今週雨らしいねずっと。
Apparently.
困ります。
This is even more depressing. Why are you bringing?
I don't know because I just heard.
Because I, you know, when it rains, I'm like, oh, it'll probably like clear out all the clouds and tomorrow will be a nice day.
Oh,
but then when someone tells you
some
like
positivity,
right? And then someone tells you like, no, it's raining for like. I'm like,
I'm
wow.
I'm sorry. Really? Well, they're always wrong anyway, so.
We'll see.
Maybe it's going to be super sunny tomorrow.
It's probably solidified now.
文字起こしのテキストは Android、Mac、iPhone、iPad のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題やってますのでぜひチェックお願いします。
お願いします。
バイリンガルニュース .jp 公式サイトでストアもあるのでそちらもチェックお願いします。アプリ購読してくださっている方、物を買ってくださっている方、本当にありがとうございます。今まさにマイケルはマグカップ、新作のマグカップで何か飲んでるけれども。
水。
かわいいよね。水
yeah.
水かよ。すごいおしゃれなデザインなので、ぜひチェックしてみてください。Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。